The new race of Atlanteans, according to Edgar Cayce and other avatars, is still in its youth, but their souls are as old as time itself. Old souls being simply those who have chosen to live many more times in earth incarnations than others have chosen to do. The other day, I was reading a book of prophecy about the new race and the new age thinkers, who are destined to prevent the earth changes and cataclysms predicted by metaphysicians and geologists. The text pointed out that if compassion is increased toward both those from the human and the animal kingdoms, and the spread of vegetarianism is a beginning, then the vast and awful earth changes may be avoided, and we need not endure an encore of the terrible inundation experienced by Atlantis. If we remember to love one another, and remember that we are our brothers' keepers, including our animal brothers, and our sisters' keepers too, and if we don't forget the message of the Galilean, who said that, "Verily, verily, the little child of the Spirit in the new age shall be ruler." The prophecies also declared that you can recognize these very old Atlantean souls by their childlike quality, their naivete, their high level of emotional intensity, and their lack of worldly sophistication, such as the man who sometimes acts so much like a little boy, and the woman who sometimes acts so much like a little girl, for only these innocent ones, so old in soul, yet so young of heart and behavior and appearance, contain within themselves the alchemy for making miracles, of healing the crippled, returning sight to the blind. How comforting, I thought, that the Druids may have been right. Perhaps the secret of magic is to truly remain a child and not be ashamed in today's snide and sarcastic society to be considered foolishly immature. Perhaps this is the way to magic. Then I laid down the book. Some memory bell was chiming carols in the back of my mind. This past December, when I was in New York and you were in our little crooked house out west alone, when we could communicate only by letter or phone, you wrote to tell me that the only thing you really wanted for Christmas was a duck, a dolphin, and a fleet of sailboats to play with you in the bathtub. So I rushed over to FAO Schwartz in the slushy mush through the holiday crush and bought them and wrapped them with faith all shiny new and tied them with ribbons of love, then mailed them out to you in Colorado. And on Christmas morning in New York, watching the lonely falling snow feathering past my window, when I opened your gift to me, it was exactly what I wanted too. A gift Santa had somehow forgotten, one sad childhood Noel of long ago. Oh, Goob, I never ever told you, so how did you know? It was a happy, bright, smiling Raggedy Ann with shiny black button eyes and a red heart that said, "I love you," hidden beneath her calico dress. Once when I was impatient and angry, I shouted at you, "How can a grown man splash in the bathtub for hours with a toy duck, a dolphin, and sailboats? You're emotionally immature." And only last week, when I flew back to Colorado to say I was sorry for something I'd said on the phone, but mostly for leaving you alone on Christmas, we quarreled again. As usual, neither of us sure just why. And as I sat on the couch in the den, clutching Raggy, determined not to let you see me cry, you shouted at me impatiently,
"How can a grown woman sit there hugging a silly rag doll? You're emotionally immature."
I wonder if we wounded each other that deeply in Atlantis, too, and how many other old souls are doing the same to each other every day. Maybe you should stop hurting me, Goober, and I should stop hurting you. There's so little time left to spread light on Earth, and so much healing to do.